wound was mine.
Richard in heaven,
niet kadasha smach.
Hallowed be
te te malkuta. Why the Savinach? I cannot. It was mine.
As it is.
O Baraha. Ken el chaya ben,
and leave us not
Ula talan
in temptation
El nisyona
but deliver us
El afasan
from peril
min bisha Taldi laki malkuta.
O
haila utish bokta. La alam almi. Amen. We invite you to breathe these words in, these words that were given to us by our master way shower, reminding us that it is our birthright to experience heaven on earth. And so it is. Amen. You've just entered a place of love, a dimension beyond time, a dimension beyond space, for you have entered the Unity Zone. And here in the Unity Zone, we follow a different set of phenomena than the common folk. In the common world, we are taught if you have something and you share it and you give it away, you end up with less. But in the Unity Zone, we know that if you have something and you share it and you give it away, you end up with
more.
Spoken like true unitics. That's what we call you behind your backs. Kind of like an ancient Aboriginal tool known as the boomerang. Ideally, the boomerang goes out and it comes back to you. What do you call it if it doesn't come back? It's a stick. However, spiritual law is never a stick, is it? It's always a boomerang. What we put out always comes back to us. Now, there is good news and not so good news. We're Unity people. Let's start with the good news. The boomerang principle works with love, money, and kindness. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Here's the not so good news. The boomerang principle works with anger, resentment, and prejudice. Whatever we put out always comes back to us. It's one of the things we can absolutely count on, but not always in the way we would imagine, but always back in consciousness. Now, has anybody ever, upon finding that information out, become hyper-vigilant about every thought, word, and action? That's very demoralizing. So one day when I was feeling not quite good enough because I had, again, not gotten it perfect, Spirit said, shoot for excellence, not perfection. And gave me a tool, and I want to share that tool. And I call this tool a gratitui. It rhymes with ratatouille. So a gratitui says that whenever you think or speak or act in a way that is not of a high vibration, which would be a complaint or a resentment or a criticism, especially of yourself, that all you have to do is do two positive things around that same situation. So let's give an example. You're driving down the highway and somebody cuts you off, and you say, that holy child of God. Now, your words were very positive, but your energy was probably not. Now, what you've done is you've stepped back. You've stepped back in consciousness. And all you have to do to step back forward again is say two positive things. And I'm so grateful he didn't hit me. And I'm so grateful I'm not in a car with her. Either way, what you have done there is you've said something positive. You brought some gratitude back in your life to compensate for your complaining. Okay, here's another example. I can't believe the weather. Oh, it rained on our wonderful day to go outside. What have you done? You've lowered your vibration. And I'm grateful I still have the day off. I wonder what's on Netflix. You see, each time you get back into that positivity, you've raised your vibration back up. So,
and the more you do it, the more natural it becomes. So you have the negative thought or words, and you go, and I'm grateful for this, and I'm grateful for that. It just becomes all natural, and it really works.
And if you have somebody with you that can remind you, that's always a good help.
Yes. And sometimes I can't always go right to gratitude. You know, I'm a little stuck, and I'm like, I'll grab Armand and say, Armand, start me with these gratitudes. I'm just having a little challenge with starting them. And he'll start me off, and I'll be right there.
So we're going to sing a song called Love is a Boomerang. And your words are, to me, the law of attraction is summed up with four words. Love is a boomerang. So we're going to sing that together. Hopefully you will join us.
Love is a boomerang.
Everybody sing with me.
Love is a boomerang.
If you give it away, it's going to come right back.
Love is a boomerang.
Hear the words, are gonna set you free.
Love is a boomerang.
If you give it away, it's gonna come right back.
Love is a boomerang.
Everybody sing with me.
Love is a boomerang.
You give it away, it's gonna come right back.
Love is a boomerang.
Hear the words, are gonna set you free.
Love is a boomerang.
If you give it away, it's gonna come right back. Give a listen, everybody, to what's burning in my soul. Here's something you can use, gonna make you healthy, safe, and whole. You can read it in the Bible, it's in the golden rule. You don't need to go to the land down under to find this magic to be gone.
Love is a boomerang.
So is money, so is kindness.
Love is a boomerang.
Ha! You give it away, it's gonna come right back.
Love is a boomerang.
So is anger, so is judgment.
Love is a boomerang.
If you give it away, it's gonna come right back. When you wake up in the morning, try a different attitude. Instead of drinking coffee, fill yourself with gratitude. Try loving everything you see, it'll change the way you live. There ain't no way to outgive God, I guarantee you this. Because
love is a boomerang.
So is money, so is kindness.
Love is a boomerang.
Ha! You give it away, it's gonna come right back.
Love is a boomerang.
So is anger, so is judgment.
Love is a boomerang.
If you give it away, it's gonna come right back.
Love is a boomerang.
I feel an old-fashioned revival coming down.
Love is a boomerang.
If you give it away, it's gonna come right back.
Love is a boomerang.
Can I get an amen, Unity?
Amen.
Love is a boomerang.
Help me, Jesus. Woo!
Love is a boomerang.
So is money, so is kindness.
Love is a boomerang.
If you give it away, it's gonna come right back.
Love is a boomerang.
So is anger, so is judgment.
Love is a boomerang.
If you give it away, it's gonna come right back. Give it away, it's gonna come right back. Can't give it away, cause it comes right back. I I feel the power in the house today. So I'm from the South. I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I grew up spending a lot of time in Pentecostalism. And I loved the enthusiasm in Pentecostalism. And one day I thought, one day I'm going to become an evangelist. And then I got into Unity and I realized there wasn't a whole lot of that going on. And I thought, well, wait a second. I could become New Thought Evangelist. Brothers and sisters of the congregation, we are here today to raise consciousness. For we know there are only two emotions we need to concern ourselves. The all-encompassing emotion of love and its perceived opposite, fear. When you're in a state of love, it's a heavenly experience. And when you're in a state of fear, it's like being in hell. Now, in Unity, we do not believe in a place called hell. Can I get an amen? Because some of us would have been gone for show. But there is no place called hell, but there is a virtual hell, and that is the hell of fear-based thinking. And it's a fiery pit. I bet they won't hear fiery pit up here ever again. Okay. So we came from Orlando, Florida. We left on Wednesday to head this direction. We came from Orlando, Florida with one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to love the hell out of you. And one of the ways we're going to do that is Angelina is going to sing one of her lovely songs. She wrote this song. It was her very first songwriting when she was feeling super grateful one day. And I think she has some stories about gratitude.
Yes. So years ago, I was at a Wendy's drive-thru because I love French fries. I know. And they say they're not that good for you, but I can't help it. I have to get French fries every so often. So I was getting my French fries and I got to the window and I asked the young man, "How are you?" And he said, "I am grateful." And that so touched me because I had not heard a response like that, especially from a teen. And it just really stayed with me. And, you know, when he said it, it brought gratitude to me. And when you do say it, it brings it to you and to the person you're saying it to. So I encourage you the next time someone says, "How are you?" to answer with, "I am grateful."
How are you? Do you see you can't help but smile when you say that? You can't help it. This is called Ode to Gratitude. I am grateful, oh so grateful, for the blessings in my life. Angelina co-wrote this with Beethoven.
I am grateful, oh so grateful, for the blessings in my life.
Because we love you.
Life.
I am super grateful for everybody here at Unity of Dallas that has made our time with you so warm and welcoming, from my beginnings with Kim on the emails and phones, making sure the T's got crossed and we dotted the lowercase J's, and that all worked out good. So, another person I would like to share my gratitude for, we're going to do a little tribute to him now. Ready to sing. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Angelina and Armand's neighborhood. You might be wondering why I'm dressed so colorfully. It's because I'm gay. And people say, but you have a wife? I say, yes, I'm a gay heterosexual. You might wonder why my shoes don't match. It's because I'm a cross-dresser. I'm a gay heterosexual cross-dresser. Love to use labels because labels are often just a way for us to feel separate from other people. So I like to make fun of labels as much as we can make fun of them. So the main reason I like to dress colorfully and do something a little weird now and then is to remind myself of the number one cause of premature aging, and that is taking yourself in life too
seriously.
Exactly. They don't have that problem here. They know about everything. Laughter is spiritual. It's awesome. So if you're a little uncomfortable wearing mismatched shoes, I will tell you, if you wear mismatched shoes, you will get to find out how much other people take themselves seriously. But if that's a little bit too daring for you, you could wear mismatched socks. If you have a dryer, you own a pair. Yeah, good. So it's customary in our neighborhood to have a special word or phrase, and our word and phrase today is affirmative prayer. Let's say that together. Affirmative prayer. Many of you probably know that Unity was founded on affirmative prayer. Working with prayer, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, working with prayer to see how powerful affirmative prayer was. Now, I don't know about you, but there were a few things when I heard in Unity. I started in 1984. Somebody said, oh, I found a church that I think you'll like. It's very much into your philosophy. And I said, I don't like church. And he goes, yeah, Unity, it's for the people that don't like church. So I tried it. But there were a couple of things that threw me for a loop. The first one was Father, Mother, God. That one threw me a loop, but yet it felt right. It didn't sound right, but it felt right. And then I realized I embraced it. The other one that threw me for a loop was affirmative prayer. I said, what you talking about, Willis? It's either affirmative because you got it, or you're praying because you ain't. How can it be affirmative prayer? It just threw me off. And then I realized it was a much more powerful way to invoke gratitude into the prayer. So this is how most of us were taught to pray, not very affirmative. Dear God, out there with whom I have no connection, you have all the stuff, I don't have enough, could you please send more? Anybody pray that way? That does work now and then. That's called grace. It's all about that grace, about that grace. No devil. But there is a much more empowering, effective prayer, and that is the use of affirmations. Gratitude and affirmations turbocharge our prayers. So I don't know about you, but when I started learning about the power of affirmations, I started putting them everywhere. People have them all over their house. I love to walk into somebody's house where I see affirmations everywhere. I just feel at home. And one of them, you'll see, they'll put them on the refrigerator. Sometimes it'll say things like, don't ever go in here. But I got a little confused. I started doing affirmations as a way to inform God what it was I desired in my life. And then I started remembering some of my catechism stuff. And one of the things I remember from catechism was, before we even ask, God already knows. Remember that? That takes the pressure off. So I started thinking, oh, wait a second. If God is already knowing, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, all the omnis, then maybe God already knows what I'm about to pray for. And things began to shift. I no longer did affirmations to let God know what it was I wanted. I began to do affirmations to get my own self in alignment to what God already knew. Okay, so I'll give you an example. Here's what an all-knowing God would say when you send them an affirmation. Dear God, I desire more prosperity in my life. And God goes,
duh.
Wouldn't an all-knowing being be in a state of duh all the time? Yeah. Dear God, I desire to attract and find my ideal romantic partner to share my life, love, and ministry with around the world. And God says,
duh. Where do you think you got the desire?
Because all of our desires that are in our best interest, which also means the universe's best interest, all come from our God self, okay? Now, some of our desires come from our ego self, and aren't you glad when those don't come true? Like Garth Brooks had, thank you, God, for unanswered prayers. For many of us, that was our prayer for our first marriage to last forever. We're glad that didn't come true. Because God knows what is best for us. Okay? So when we affirm our highest desires, then we are getting our vibrations in alignment with God. Even the word desire, if you take it apart and you analyze it, it means of the Father, duh, sire, or duh, sire. No, maybe not that. That's pushing it. So, affirmative prayer. My prayers change to this. Dear God, with whom I am totally connected, I am in you and you are in me. Thank you in advance for all of my positive desires coming true. Thank you also for all the times that I prayed for stuff that didn't come true that would not have been good for me. I thank you in advance. I trust your divine timing and I release it to you to come to fruition exactly perfectly. Doesn't that feel like a more empowered prayer than that original prayer of lack? Oh. Yeah. So in closing, I have one question to ask you all. How are you? And so it is. Thank you.
One more amen. You've inspired me to be what we might could call a univangelist. Yeah. Even the pup was saying amen. Ah. Especially more than that, just that idea that we are in alignment with God and God is love, therefore I am love. Let's affirm that together. I am love. You guys are quite a team. You should probably get married. Something like that. We are married. I think it's been like 4 years we've been communicating, trying to worship together, and we finally made it happen. Let's not make it four more. Not four more. Thank you. As we prepare for our offering, I do have to say that was practical spirituality. You know, next week after the service, we're going to have the next team coordinators get together. Ann Sadowski, Katie King, and Lee Files, our next coordinators, for all of you leaders to get together and talk a little bit about what we talked about today and getting an alignment and what we're going to do next for Unity of Dallas. So we meant to announce that earlier. So if you're a leader any type of team leader, just put that on your schedule for next week.